So let me give you the skinny. Welcome to the teacher's lounge, baby. These ones are mini.
Welcome to the third annual Janny Awards, celebrating the year's best janitorial activities and janitors. Please welcome to the stage last year's winners of Best Supporting Janitor and Best Janitor, Ralph Watkins and Turtle the Broom Dyer.
Hello, hello.
Thank you. Thank you.
So glad to be standing up here with Turtle. We're so happy to be here celebrating all of you. You know, tonight is about all of you, and we appreciate your attendance.
It's an honor to be here. It's an honor to be here, and it is an honor to be here.
That's right.
They say the prompter's broken.
It's all right. We can wing it. We'll be fine. That's what we've made our career
clean this
of.
Up.
Is it dirty or broken?
It's broken.
Oh,
it's dirty.
I can't fix that.
It's dirty.
It's dirty.
Yeah, it needs a wipe down.
Oh, does he wipe down? Okay.
All I can say is it's an honor to be here.
I got you.
Oh, that's perfect. Thank you so much.
Hey, it wouldn't be the Jannies without a little bit of a mess.
So the broom
it's an honor
and I.
To be here.
No, yeah, sorry. I thought we were skipping the first line, but you can. We'll go back to the top.
All right.
To the top of the prompter. Roll it back. We missed some of this. Back. Okay, there we go.
Oh, sorry. Is the show happening now?
Yeah, show's on. Here we go.
Sorry, I was getting mopped the stage. This is ironic.
You can keep mopping. Everybody loves to see a Janny at work. Maybe it'll be you up here
I
one
know
day.
I'm not award-winning, but I do a good job.
You'll get there.
Maybe it'll be you up here one day.
All right, take it away, the broom.
Look at a romp on that guy. Now, welcome to the fifth annual Jannies. It is an honor to be here at the awards show featuring some of the hardest working, dirtiest mopping, filthiest mustaching, men and women that you'll see.
Is it dirty again? Is it dirty?
No, we can power through.
We can power through.
I think it's dirty. I don't know why this thing keeps getting so dirty.
I think the air.
What, you guys didn't like my riff when the prompter broke?
We're not that many of us have mustaches. And we keep them clean.
Let's just keep going forward.
The broom and I. Okay, here we go.
There we go.
The broom and I are here to kick things off and to present the award for firmest mop grip.
They say a mop.
It's dirty again. Oh, no, you were right. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
That's right. Firmest mop grip.
Okay.
They say a mop can be gripped by anyone, but we all know that a firm mop grip takes a loose wrist, a wet hand, and it's dirty again. Thank you. Maybe the broom should take it away.
Yeah.
That was written.
Yeah. And so, it's with our great pleasure that we introduce your nominees for Best Mop Grip.
From Downtown Library, Carlene Jacobson.
Woo! Hey, what's this for?
Carlene, you're nominated.
From 33rd Street Denny's.
Just cleaning up.
Marvin the Cleaner Clam.
As you all know,
go Clam!
We don't have videos of them cleaning, but we did film them randomly, and some of them weren't aware what it was for.
Yeah.
From the outdoor porta potties at the yearly spring festival, Giles the Limey Britkoff.
Get out of my yard!
And finally, from the Staples Center, Hakeem Olajuwon.
Yeah, I work here, but I don't have any authority.
And the Janny for strongest mop grip goes to La La Land. Just kidding, just kidding.
It's dirty again, it's dirty.
Big boo out there. It goes to Giles the Limey Britkoff.
Woo!
This is Giles' fifth nomination and second win. He's also been nominated for Earliest to Work.
Yeah!
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Here's your... Yeah, here's your
this mop bucket is heavier than I expected.
Assistant.
Thank you. That's my assistant. One of the hardest. And that makes, I just want to give it up to all my fellow nominees. We are really the unsung heroes. Hakeem Olajuwon, I cannot believe this. I cannot believe this. I did not know you were a janitor. I did not know you were really doing double duty. I did not know you were cleaning up that basketball court. That was unbelievable. Colleen, really, the library is, you keep that place so clean. The downtown library is just an amazing place. Hold on. And lastly,
mop him off? Mop him off?
No, hold on. I want to thank my mom. I accidentally... ow! Just hold on. Let me say something about my mom. Really quickly. I accidentally swept up my mom early in her life and dumped her into the trash can, and it's what made me want to be a janitor one day, and I just want to thank you very much. Thank you! Thank you!
And now, to present the award for most floors mopped, Margot Robbie.
To accept the award?
To present...
Sorry, I just thought it was dirty.
Margot Robbie, not the actor, no relation. And
I heard she's actually Australian still, though.
Yeah, and Mort Hammy Hams McGillicuddy.
Hello.
Hey, Hammy Hams in the house. When you think janitor, what do you think?
I thought this was the Oscars.
Wait,
so
are you
the real Margot Robbie?
Wait, Hammy Hams up here with the real deal? Oh shit!
I
loved you in Bombshell. You're so good.
I'm seeing. Oh, nobody on Twitter right
Bombshell.
Now. The limo drivers got confused, and one took the Margot Robbie to the Oscars, and the other Margot Robbie got taken here.
Oh wow! Wow. Oh well, Margot, please. Yeah, would you mind doing this little presentation with me?
For most floors swept or mopped.
Oh, you're going right into it.
I don't know what to do here.
No. We just read the prompter.
That dirty thing?
Yeah, we'll get started again. All right. When you think of a janitor, what do you think? Someone who cleans? Maybe someone who gives you occasional advice? Or do you think they are more than that? They keep...
I always think of them cleaning up my vomit. Here's the nominees.
For most floors cleaned.
Clint Portishaw.
What are you doing in my house?
Large Ronnie.
Someone's in here.
Bermuda Portman.
Is this for the Jannies? Hell yeah!
Richard Triangle.
Bradley Pitt.
And lastly, Bermuda Triangle. And the Janny goes to...
And the Janny goes to...
Want to say it together?
And the Janny
Bermuda Triangle!
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's that? Finishing up a meal.
Oh, yum.
He's got a mic in hand and he's walking up.
I'm standing down here.
He had his own mic in his seat. Okay. That's typical triangle.
Yeah, Hey, I'll take seconds, dear. Okay. Look, this isn't just about who cleans the most floors. BT, that's me, 2 years in a row. But this is about more. Every year, hundreds of people are lost in the Bermuda Triangle. These people are
quit with the playoff.
And I have started a chair. I changed my name to raise awareness for the Bermuda Triangle and all the people that were lost there. You cannot silence the people who were lost in the Bermuda Triangle. Oh, my God, yes. And you got to try the asparagus. Thank you.
And next. Now, to present the In Memoriam, please welcome Roger Clements.
Hi. Really happy to be here.
He's got a baseball.
Yeah. It's me, the Rocket. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. I was shocked when I got the invite here.
Rocket!
I really appreciate it.
Angriest guy in baseball!
Yeah. Throw that fire!
No, those days are gone, okay? That's not what it's about. Now
throw
I'm here.
Something. Throw something for us.
Conservative politics!
All right, if it's going to make you guys quiet down, I'll throw a ball. Okay, here we go.
Yeah!
And
oh!
sorry.
Oh, my God!
Margot Robbie is down! Margot Robbie is down!
Mate, I'm down, mate!
Okay, well, you know, in any tradition, whether it's janitorial or film or anything, there are people who came before you and there are people who have given their lives to the industry. A lot of baseball players have died, but hey, I'm not going to make it about us.
You just did.
No.
This better not be a big baseball in memoriam.
It's not.
This isn't a competition.
And listen. We're
Does
gonna
Roger
get
Clements have a VHS listen, in his
we're
hand.
We're gonna
Can
get
you switch out the in memoriam.
We're gonna get to the Janny in memoriam, but real quick before that, I just wanna say
it seems like you hit play.
I wanna just honor a few guys who didn't get their due in the MLB awards this year.
Ken Jeez. Griffey Jr.
Alive.
Mark McGuire.
Alive.
This is a montage of people Sony who are still alive. Sosa.
Alive, but a problem.
Marcus Pujols.
Alive.
What?
Albert Pujols.
Alive.
Barry Bonds.
Alive.
Johnny Bench.
Alive?
Fred McGriff.
Alive.
Clark Kent.
Superman.
Bruce Wayne.
Batman.
Hey, my friend died this year.
Dr. Jekyll.
And Mr. Hyde.
Why so many janitors died this year, Clements? What the fuck?
Hey, shut up.
You're just listening.
Shut up. Just let it happen.
Superheroes, alter egos?
Sit down.
Carl, the umpire, Wilson.
Jesus.
Alive.
Rod Beck.
Alive.
Dead.
I mean dead.
Finally!
I mean dead.
Tim, the tool man, Beck.
Roger Clemens.
He's gonna kill himself! Jesus Christ!
Oh, he didn't get it all.
Oh, somebody's gonna clean this up. Clean it up.
I didn't get clean it all.
You didn't get it all?
I've never seen blood cleaned up quicker.
I didn't get it all.
He's got you. He's still alive.
Struck by lightning. Oh, my God.
Roger Clemens with another strike.
A strike by lightning.
I'm burning.
Give us a ball by lightning, please, God. Please.
And
he's
miss.
Out of there. Oh, my. Clean up the. He's burning.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break while everyone in the audience that's willing cleans up Roger Clemens' corpse.
Mark Ronson, everyone.
We'll be right back to the Jannies. This year's third annual is a real lot of fun this year.
Coming up after the break, we've got presentations from all across the globe.
President Bill Clinton will be here.
President Bill Clinton's wife, Hillary Clinton, will be here.
Okay, thanks everybody for sitting that one out. Clean Up Roger Clemens. Well, we are back, and due to some deaths.
Someone say doo-doo? Where? I'll knock it out.
We're ready.
Everybody, go ahead and sit down.
I got plenty of diamond dry right here. I'll put the sawdust right on the doo-doo.
Look, I meant doo-too. Sorry about that.
Due to circumstances.
Sorry, but thanks for trying to do your duty. So,
where? I'm sorry, I got it right here. I'll put the sawdust right on the duty.
D U T Y, duty.
Okay.
Now we're going to jump to the final award of the evening.
Good.
We always leave this one for last. Best janitor.
Makes sense to say last.
And of course, the nominees, it's no surprise. This year, the most diverse and, I'll say it, attractive nominees we've had in a long time.
Whoa!
And I'm going to go ahead and read those now.
James Spader.
I think Clements' in memoriam is still going. Turn it off.
Jim Carrey.
Alive.
It's bringing Clements back.
It's Roger Clemens.
He's back.
Alive.
He's back. He's coming out of the mop bucket.
Please,
we have an emergency. He's pitching janitors out of the auditorium.
Roger Clemens has some sort of problem with janitors, and he is pitching them out of the auditorium. Everybody, this is an emergency. Single file yourselves out of here.
If you're a janitor, get to your safe room. Get in your back.
No.
Get in your basement. Roger Clemens is coming for you.
Oh my God, ladies and gentlemen, Mark McGuire is here to try to hit the janitor's back into the building.
All right, you ready? You think you quick? Watch this.
Mark McGuire, Roger Clemens. Mark, this isn't helping. I think you think this is helping.
Oh, my God, they're sharing the same steroid needle.
Give me a little bit of that. Give me a little bit of that.
And pitch it to me. It's out of here. Round in the bases.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been your third or fifth annual Janitors. Ruined by Roger Clemens coming in and pitching the janitors everywhere.
We were told this wouldn't happen again.
For the fifth year in a row, Roger Clemens and Mark McGuire have roided up and batted the janitors out of the park. We'll figure it out next year.
Please.
Until then, please stay flippy.
Stay flippy, everyone.
Strike!
No! No way!
Well, that's the skinny on the minute. That's all that I know. You gotta hit the road, but first, pour me a cup of that Joe.
Hey, this is Kevin. I'm the producer for the Teacher's Lounge. The guys would like to thank Casey Traylor for making the amazing theme song for the show. You can check out more of his music at tuftmusic.com. That's T-U-F-T. They also have a bunch of awesome merch available at podswag.com. And if you like the show, make sure to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. Or you can tweet at the guys at Big Grande Tweets. Thanks for listening.